Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out, Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, dog? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice Warp.
This your man, Matt Mine, the Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
It's the Murder Master Music Show.
You follow what lame stream says, but here it gets rejected. If you wearing tight jeans, don't expect to get respected. I'm from a time where wearing black was always on your checklist. From a time where faggots get checked if they reckless. From a time where if you got too much style, we snatch your necklace. This real shit here, Illuminati, fuck the industry. We represent the street and they respect our street ministries. Take no shorts and cut the middleman, literally. This hip-hop savior, our birth scenes like nativity. This a place where no one sells out for relevability. And the masses can get a chance to explore more creativity. You gotta be kidding me. If you call that hip-hop, niggas with hot shades and fluorescent flip-flop. We killin' Big Brother, cause we know he watch. You don't like what I'm doing, then you can suck mine. Oh, and you don't murder master music show.
Episode 271.
Oh, yeah.
We want to welcome another legend back to the show. The homie T-Rock, gonna bring him on in a minute. Yeah, we're almost at 300 already, man. It's hard to believe. And our guest tonight, he's been on the show several times. He's actually been on since we started back in 2012. So, you know what I'm saying, always good to have T-Rock on the show. You know what I'm saying, he told me he might have something to reveal tonight too. So it's going to be interesting. Plus we got some dope music. You know what I'm saying, he sent me some tracks. We're going to have another great interview. How you doing, Mac? You all good?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I finally got my phone back and shit. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Well,
it's like another fucking appendage. You need that thing nowadays. You know, some of us, it was probably good, though. I mean, did you like having a break from it?
Yeah, pretty much. It was peaceful, but at the same time, it felt like I was missing something. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what's fucked up.
Yeah, no, you're suffering from FOMO, fear of missing out. That's a new, one of those new swag terms, like YOLO. You only live once. All that kind of shit. Let me bring on our guests before we start talking about swag too much. T-Rock, how you doing, brother?
Oh, hello.
You there?
Mark, you there?
Hello. Oh. The 678. Yeah, he's apparently that's some technical difficulties or he's be calling in real soon. Maybe that's not T-Rock. It happens. You know, we'll see what's up. He'll be calling in soon. But in the meantime, why don't we get off into one of these bangers? You know what I'm saying? You heard this one on the show before. This is Run Through a Check. We're going to play this one. And T-Rock should be calling in real soon. We'll have him on the show. Another dope interview to add to the archives. And, you know what I'm saying, we will be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Use your life, yeah.
Time and time again, I turn a crumb to a brick. Check the status of my resume. I feel like Hammer back when he was in the 90s. Baby, I am too legit. My income sick, pockets on slow like the fake.
word, we can run it, man. While I run through a hater head, I stay running through a check, I'm the running man. I'ma do the MC Hammer, watch me do the MC Hammer, and run through a check, I'ma do the MC Hammer, do them like MC Hammer, and run through your check, 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 hater, I'ma do the MC Hammer, and run through a check, 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 hater, watch me do the MC Hammer, and run through a check.
Entourage full of dirty hoes and niggas who I can't trust. Let them live with me and everything. Blood sucking motherfuckers wanna see a real nigga bankrupt. Fake niggas wanna infiltrate the mob. Wolves in sheep clothes, y'all niggas ain't up. Disgruntled rap hoes sucking on the devil's dick for a one time shot to be famous. I could've been a pimp in the flesh. Ain't just another nigga trying to flex on a CD. Same hoes breaking these superstars for a check. Are the same hoes that fuck me free. Motherfucker, I retired in a mansion. You can't even pay your little mortgage on your TP. I'm a mama's boy, I'm proud of it, nigga. Yo, hoe ain't shit. Let a young nigga be free. Finally, Richard, and never lyrically, I'm a deity, so nigga, hush. I'm running through a check, and I don't even think about you. You focus so hard on me that they keep you from coming up. What a jackass. Career suicide should have never been dumb enough to flex. And I'ma keep winning on your broke ass. I don't take it serious at all, hoe. I'm running through your check. Shit about money off top, you ain't gotta say a word, we can run it, man. While I run through a hater head, I stay running through a check, I'm the running man. I'ma do the MC Hammer, watch me do the MC Hammer, and run through a check, I'ma do the MC Hammer, do them like MC Hammer, and run through your check, 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 hater, I'ma do the MC Hammer, and run through a check, 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 hater, watch me do the MC Hammer, and run through a check, 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 hater, I'ma do the MC Hammer, and run through a check.
A whole nother song. You want to? You almost want to hear that,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
This dude,
man, he's been dropping fucking album after album for years, and he's got so many different, styles and flows. I don't know why, him, K-Reno. There's a couple other dudes, man. It's really got just real sharp flows. When Lord Infamous was around, of course. I don't know why they don't get more recognition for their lyrical ability, as well as the way they flow on the mic. I mean, a lot of these dudes nowadays, they just got some type of generic fucking, something that doesn't even have rhythm. You know what I mean? It's just
right.
And it's over any type of beat, to where
they all the same.
They don't even care what they rap on.
Right, that's the thing. You know what I'm saying? Like they taking a whack style and a whack way of doing their shit and copying whack shit.
Yeah, they're just they're faking the funk basically. There's a whole bunch of that, man. I was talking to earlier. There's a lot of these young motherfuckers. They are so disrespectful. They don't have no fucking morals. It's a whole different society, man. It really is. Things are changing fast, and I don't like the way the times are going. I don't like the way the future's looking. But what can you do? You just gotta you gotta adjust.
Right.
It's pretty much almost every man for themselves. We're almost getting to that point. And then you got this stupid-ass election, too, dividing people. I see all these fucking political posts. It's like, do y'all really follow these candidates like that with all
right.
that passion and fucking anger behind it. It's like, do you really believe that these two political corporate scumbags got any of our best interests at heart? I mean, come on. You know, people don't know Hillary was a prosecutor. You know what I'm saying? She put people away for years. You know what I'm saying? Trump is a fucking billionaire scumbag. Who do you think he's gonna fucking? Who do you think he's gonna fucking look out for when he gets in? Do you think these yokel idiots that support him with these dumb "Make America Great" hats again? Do you think he's really gonna fucking help them? They do. That's how stupid they are. They actually say, "Oh yeah, let's get this billionaire guy from New York City in office. He's gonna help us." It ain't gonna fucking happen. That big
right.
guy's
my whole thing.
Help
my whole thing is, when was America ever
shit.
Great? I don't know when that shit was great. I can't.
It never was. Yeah, it was built on fucking lies and bullshit and blood, you know, murder and genocide. Make it great again. When?
Right.
You know,
only
in the
only
50s,
way
they
only
were nuclear testing on the people.
Right. If he could resurrect my dead people that I lost over the years and shit like that. That'll make America great. Bring my dad back. Bring my grandma back. But you can't do
there
that
you
shit,
go.
And you ain't going to make shit great. You know what I'm saying? Only thing you're going to do is keep
nothing.
Beating up your bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You're going to take out, you're going to look out for the people that help you out. And the rest of us, we're just going to have to sit back and keep on hoping for the next motherfucker, I guess. I guess that's what they want
yeah.
us to do.
It's the sad thing, and the good thing about our guest. You know what I'm saying? He came out the gate swinging with the conspiracy theories, for those of you that have been following T-Rock's career over the years. You know what I'm saying? So he's up on game. He knows what's going on. A lot of these guys do. The political structure is completely ran by a puppet government that's consisted of corporations and billionaires. You know what I'm saying? People don't even know who Rockefeller or Rothschild is. They don't even know that these guys own, like, fucking 99% of the banks in the world. You know what I'm saying? They own all the economy from just about every country. They control that shit. You know what I'm saying? But you get some asshole like Trump on TV or Hillary, you know, we're going to fight and stand up for you. Yeah, whatever. We've heard that, like, over how many presidents are there? 42? We've heard that 42 times already. The
good.
Fuck out of here. But, you know, saying
yeah.
T-Rock, hopefully he's all good. He should be calling in the show real soon. But we got plenty more music of him. Yeah, I got tons of his tracks on the fucking board. This is another new one he sent me. This is called "Broke Me Down." And this one's on some spiritual stuff, man. For those of you, you know what I'm saying, religious out there listening and whatnot, peep the message. You know, even if you ain't religious, peep the message, because, you know, it might be something that you could use. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? All I know is I listen to the music. I like the substance. I like the beat. And I like the flow. It's off the chain. So let me know what you think about it when we come back. We'll bring some callers in, and hopefully T-Rock will call on real soon. Check this out.
The war just got real, y'all.
I just heard a minister say there is an aggressive attack on God's people, so
uh-huh.
we should be aggressive with our praise.
Real talk.
We should be aggressive with our attempt to connect with God. The enemy will break you down to the point where you feel like God don't love you.
Real talk.
But what God does is break us down to bring us up. You heard
yeah.
me? So this is the message given to me.
Yeah.
Laid upon my heart. He broke me down to bring me up.
If you let it pound, stress will eat you up.
Yeah.
Demons trying to keep me down, but I keep reaching up. God is still in charge, only in He I trust.
Yeah.
My Father broke me down so He could bring me up. Broke me down to bring me up. Broke me down to bring me up. Broke me down to bring me up.
Hey, hey, hey.
My Father broke me down to bring me up. Broke me down to bring me up. Broke me down to bring me up.
Hey, hey, hey. Straight up.
Why won't Satan take a break? I'm trying to steal our soul. My heavy burdens at the altar, Father, feel my load. I broke your laws and so many dues to women and men I owe. But I'm in your favor, even if I was a maid to feel like Job. Psychologically, I felt I was inside a cell. Warded by Lucifer, but thank the Lord I'm out of there. Jesus lived in love to try to teach us all. Nobody's perfect, we need Him because we can't keep the law. I tried and tried with all my concentration. To say I failed a million times would be an understatement. But Jesus died for my exonerate.
my sins, so now in God there is no condemnation. My hero took my place, he didn't want me to die. They spit in his face, stuck him in his side. Can I get a witness? Glory to my God, he is alive. He finally showed himself to me, now I feel him inside.
Like my mama would say, we didn't come to entertain y'all. This is a praise song. The enemy is on a violent attack of God's people. So every shot you hear is at the enemy. We fight with the strongest weapon of all, and that is the word of God. You heard me?
Bring it to Satan, lied to my face. He said I would die like he knew surely. Hey. I'm on the highway to heaven, but I got demons trying to destroy me. Hey. I'm focusing on the light of God, cause that black hole tried to pull me. Hey. To that dark place where you can't come back from, but my Jesus cured me. Broke me down to bring me up. I'ma transform on all of y'all. Yeah, I got thorns in my side. You can say I went from Saul to Paul. I've been taught to live in sin. Ever since I was taught to crawl, I'm darkened men, a broken heart. You will leave out of here walking tall. I heard a man say God forgives us, but he don't, and he went hard. That man there did not lie, but I'm just glad that that man ain't God. He's protecting me from things unseen and shadows that were dark. It was a void in my life here, but it's been finally filled, my Lord. Thank you.
Definitely off the chain. Like I said, whether you're religious or not, doesn't even matter. I mean, music, good music is good music. Back in the day, I used to review religious CDs for the Murder Dog. There was this label down in Houston called Grape Tree Records, and they put out some CDs. They put out, like, they was really like the No Limit of Christian rap or some shit like that, right? They put out like 20 or 30 CDs. I reviewed a couple of them, man. They were dope. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the dope music, hell of a production. I'm gonna bring on the homie Marcel. He's down from ATL. I know he's a T-Rock fan. How you doing, Marcel? The underground.
Oh, man, I'm doing all right, man. I think I heard that song. I think Wednesday.
That's a banger.
Yeah, it's banging a lot. I said he had another song too called "Hold On," and that thing is snapping. Like I won, he just straight out flowing hard. He ain't say no cussing word, even smoke. I know a lot of people don't like smoke style when because he's doing that bone thug, but I like it too. I like his stuff. That's a good song right there too. But man, I said could get some radio play because we Atlanta, we supposed to be sticking together, but. But right now, it's like you're playing that new stuff out here, that faggot stuff, and it's just outshining all of the original old Atlanta stuff. And I'm like, man, I can't feel that new Atlanta stuff.
Right. You guys are, you know what I'm saying, a legendary area. Of course, Westside Willie won't agree with that, but he's a whole other story. You know, the Hard Boys, Hitman Sammy Sam, Outkast, Goody Mob, of course, our guest tonight, T-Rock. There's a lot of talent down there. Not only that, production-wise, you know, Mike Fresh, DJ Toomp. You know, to me, those are the core, you know what I'm saying, of Atlanta. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Organized Noise. You know, there's and then all of a sudden, it started to switch up to where they started to focus on this dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? It's not just Atlanta. It's that's where Willie thinks it all started there in Atlanta. No, it's not. It's in just about every city. They cater to these new age, new era swagged artists that make substanceless bullshit. You know what I'm saying? They're rapping about nothing. Like, okay, the song we just heard, you know, that's T-Rock. That's him giving his personal testimony, his what he feels in his heart to the people. You know what I'm saying? You're not getting that from these new age rappers. All I'm getting is, I got money, yada-da. I got a car, yada-da. Check out my big face watch, YOLO, swag. I can't remember.
We heard
the fucking
with
shit.
Cash Money.
Yeah.
We heard that with Cash Money with Juvenile BG and Lil Wayne all hands. Like, there ain't nothing new what these rappers talking about. When I see some of you go through the interview, like, what? Most of these new rappers y'all be talking about they've been already said that since the 90s. So y'all just be kissing ass and stuff. Like, these guys ain't hot enough. Like, if you talk about dope and stuff, Master P been talking about that and stuff. Ghetto Boys been talking about that. Ghetto Mafia been talking about. And yeah,
there's a problem in Atlanta. I want to let this know that T.I. did not start trap music.
So no,
it was the Hardy Boys. From the west side started it, then Ghetto Mafia on the east side started. So, T.I., tell the truth.
Truth. You know what I'm saying? Truth. And I got this, too. I got tagged in a post by the homie Scratch LVP. Those of you that want dope-ass graphics, go to UGSForLife.com. Scratch LVP is pretty much done everything on there. You know, there's still a few pieces on there from Six, who's done some of our art. A couple other pieces on there from different people over the years, but check it out and get at him. But anyway, he tagged me in this post. It said Gucci Mane, Trap Lord, and said, let's see, still alive and out of the pen. Dropped a single the day he got out, not even close to broke, founder of Brick Squad. And then it shows Tupac on the other side and said, hasn't released shit since 1996 because he's dead. You know what I mean? I mean, it's like the disrespect that these young motherfuckers have nowadays is just, it's just horribly disgusting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you know, Gucci Mane, you know, I interviewed him back in the day for Murder Dog and everything. I ain't saying nothing against the guy personally, but I just can't feel his music. Now, somebody like a Pastor Troy... Man, that dude gets you amped up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Of course, T-Rock gets you hella amped up. That's the type of music I like. Plus, like I said before, T-Rock always comes with substance. We're not getting that. We've said it enough on the show right here, right now. But you're down there in Atlanta. What are you seeing on the streets and in the clubs? I mean, what's your point of view from everything from there?
Well, where we used to be down here, well, before all that stuff started, like, we supported our artists down here. When Pastor Troy came out, when No Limit was taking over the whole Southern, Pastor Troy dropped that No Port. I was looking for somebody from Georgia to represent gangster music down here. Because we got Outkast, they do some Southern stuff, and it was okay. But I was looking for somebody to drop some gangster music. I didn't know about the Hardy Boys, or I heard about CMP, the Diablos, but they wasn't getting radio play like we are right now. But when Pastor Troy dropped that No More Playing GA, man, it took over right there.
We can't do crop
music just like No Limit and Memphis and all of them. But and Oom Kemp, mostly songs I heard rumors that Oom Kemp helped. Someone's past Detroit, so.
Hitman, Sammy Sam, all this.
Yeah, Sammy Sam.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if he's still free or not, but free Sammy Sam, you know.
So loose
right
screws.
Now, right now, they bumping these out-of-towners out here. I can't. The out-of-towners taking over, man. You know, Gucci, he ain't original from Atlanta, but he been living on the east side since he was 9 years old. A lot of people bumming him and stuff now. Some people bumping Yo Gotti and stuff down here, but I don't really hear folks bumping that old stuff. If I hear somebody bump old stuff, It'll be hard. Hard to find.
It's a rare occasion now if you hear that.
Yeah.
I never pull up to a light anywhere and hear Spice One. You know what I'm saying? It's like I used to. I remember back in the day, you used to hear, you know what I'm saying, I'm a fucking murderer and shit. Or, you know, any of the Peace to My Nine, any of them songs. Not
yeah.
just him, you know what I'm saying? You hardly ever hear Scarface. You hardly ever hear the Ghetto Boys.
Nah.
It's really fucked up. It's almost like this shit's disappeared off the face of the earth. You know,
yeah.
it really is. You know? Speaking of Memphis, I want to send my condolences to the family of Mac 10, that's Gangsta Pat's friend, who recently passed away. Rest
yeah.
in peace. You know what I'm saying?
And don't forget about Z Dawg. I think niece and nephew. Too.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
Z Dawg,
I mean,
family.
It's just tragic, you know. More and more people every day, you know. You know, it's horrible. And people, you know, in Chicago too. I mean, it's just over the weekend, a couple weeks ago, 69 people got shot in a span of a little over 48 hours. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But we're still, you know what I'm saying, waiting on the homie T-Rock. He I know he don't want to miss this show. He's,
Hope he ain't intoxicated.
Yeah. Hope everything's good with him. You know what I'm saying? Because I know he definitely was looking forward to doing the show. But, you know what I'm saying, we're going to get off into another track of his. This one here, you know what I'm saying, you just said it. Holding on, I'm going to let you intro it, man. Tell me what you think about this song that you heard the other day from T-Rock.
Y'all, man, y'all got to check this new song out by T-Rock. Hold on, this stuff is real tight. And I forgot what sample that beat they took from. I know the R&B song. I heard it before, but it's banging. It's great song, and you should love it if you like Southern music like that. Gospel music and stuff, y'all should love it. If you like T-Rock music, you should bump in and stuff. If you like that real Atlanta music, this is the music y'all need to be playing and stuff. If you like lyrics and stuff, deep lyrics, you need to listen to this. If you are one of them corny folks like to listen to that swag stuff, okay, you need to definitely listen to it anyway. Get some message in this song.
Goddamn right.
Corny stuff, no.
You couldn't have said it better ourselves, man. Thank you, Marcel. Marcel the Underground Savior, everybody. This is Holding On by T-Rock. We'll be right back.
Gotta say the real. It was the day I almost said something different. Yeah. Hey. J.O.
Come on.
Y'all ready for this?
I am.
People see me winning life and tell me I got super flow. Power can't corrupt a man. It's all about what you do it for. I'ma tell you on this day because I want you and you to know I've been through hell on earth, but Jesus Christ, he brought me through it. Don't forgive him by his grace.
Amen.
That's the way he see a sinner. Don't say his name. If you want to see a demon tremor, when you win this game, he can eat you like a piece of dinner. But since I've been granted grace, it ain't no sin that he remember. No, I ain't perfect. And yeah, I got a full list. Full of sin, but so does every preacher in the pulpit. 4, 5, 6 points, I gotta get across. 1, God, 2, conquer death, 3, on the cross. 4, God is, 5, still, 6 in charge of all situations in this life. So trust his word and keep it all. What a mighty God we serve, who has shown grace we did not deserve, and forgave for his own sake. Stretching it from holy war on earth, make a Christian heart. They want you to think he died, but we serve a living God. Ask me how I know Jesus Christ will be seated down on the right of God. Can say a word and he defeated death. How would I feel? Terrorists are coming in. I will serve Christ. I believe in his promises. It's a lot of propaganda on the planet going on. Should deter you from the planet.
Satan try to do, victory is mine. All I want is a righteous life and a peace of mind. So much deception and trickery, many people blind. Politicians, they cheat and lie. Man, we living in evil times. Can't you see the signs? It's gonna get worse before it gets better. I swear, I feel like my brain is about to burst from all of this pressure. I ain't come to give you no lecture, but I testify that God is real. If it weren't for him, I would have been a lost the will to live. See, you might see me down, you never see me quit. God is my hope, I'ma stay up until you see me rich. If I don't get rich, I'll be cool with that. Everybody ain't meant to be a millionaire. Be yourself and stay true to that. Yeah. The world is cold and that's a brutal fact. But place your circumstance in God's hands and he'll see you through that. Hold your head and never let the devil take your sanity. I went through what I went through for a reason. Tribulations made a man of me for real.
But they wanted to crumble me abundantly within my company, keeping the look over what could have plundered me. And suddenly awakened, like none been able to break me. A soldier following what I believe in, and even defeated when coming to pavement. I know the devil lie, and if I play the fool, it'll be the way to get up on that angle that they all expect me to. But bet I'm cool, and bet I knew what I had to come. Seeing through what been done, and never to end up a victim. I went from no wisdom, could never get up with the system. I'm Christian, a piston, but Lord above my engine. So I look up into the sky. Never to follow me, you a commodity for the economy. I do God's word first, instead of be keeping the evil about me. Every day I instead of be keeping the evil about me. Get ready for Armageddon when the world gon' blow. Who you gon' run to? Cross tight. Oh no, no, no.
Man, that's another one. That's what I'm talking about, man. You know what I'm saying? Marcel, you wasn't kidding, homie.
Yeah.
So, that's another one. We got, you know what I'm saying, the homie Marcel, the Underground Savior, on the line with us. Let's bring our guest tonight. He's in the building right now, the one and only T-Rock. How you doing, T-Rock?
What's good? What's happening, man? Doing marvelous.
Man, that's what's up, man. We're glad to hear that. We've just been bumping your music, man. We've been playing some of the tracks that you sent me and just talking some real shit, man, talking about the music industry and just the way things are in the world right now in general. What's been going on with you lately, man? You were on a show last year. It's been almost a year now. What's been going on since we talked to you last, bro?
Oh, man, just the grind, man. Just working these records, man. Record on top of record. You know, my last official solo album was the Untold Truth album. And that's what I came on the show talking about last time. So, yeah, that album has been doing real superb, man. You know, been doing some real decent numbers. The Play No Games movie soundtrack and the Untold Truth album both out. And I got the Kairos album about to drop, you know, and that's basically an album just in full dedication to the Lord and Savior, the Creator, you know what I'm saying? And just record on top of record, man. Just grinding, man. Just grinding.
Right, you sure be grinding. Mama can't never say you don't do that. You know what I'm saying?
No, when you the best man, I'm going to get up with it, brother.
That's real talk, man. You know, yeah, you've kept a underground fan base, you know what I'm saying, for all these years, you know, and, you know, not many people can do that. You know, everything you drop, you got these loyal fans, man, they're going to go out and cop that, you know what I'm saying? How does that make you feel knowing that all these years later, they still ride with you?
Oh, man, it's sincerely a blessing. I can't even front. It's sincerely a blessing. When you just look at, you know, just the ups and downs any career, but you know, it's extremely tough to have a career in this line of work, you know, especially for this many years. And you got to realize, you know, when I first started, I was a teenager, you know. So I mean, just to even be accepted, like you said, that long, you know, and that consistently is just a blessing in itself, you know. But you know, that's part of one of the main reasons I came to the show, you know what I'm saying, to let people know, okay, on top of the Untold Truth album, you know, I got the Kairos album, that's about to come out. We got the 100 movie soundtrack, a whole lot of other releases, but you know, I got the new album that I'm working on now, currently. That's as far as secular music, Payback. That's gonna be my next album. My next album is gonna be called Payback. But just saying, the game has been lovely, man. I love this business, and there's nothing else I would have rather done all these years than to do this. But the Payback album, as far as T-Rock solo albums, is gonna be the official last T-Rock album. After the Payback album, there won't be any more solo T-Rock albums. And mainly, that's one of the main things I wanted to let people know. Yeah, so after the Payback album, the game has been lovely. Don't get me wrong, I'm not really going anywhere. You know, I'm gonna assume my role as CEO of Rock Solid Music, take more of a corporate position after the Payback album. But yeah, after Payback, no more T-Rock albums. It's been beautiful, man.
I respect, for one, I respect your career. You know that. We go back many, many years. But for two.
Definitely.
You know,
definitely.
You,
you know
joking.
That's part of.
Is it April Fool's?
That's part of why I came to you. You know, whenever I drop a bombshell, I come to you.
But I had no idea you were going to say it was the last one, man. You caught me off guard, man, on that shit. I think everybody
I'm serious.
You're going to be behind the desk now, is what you're saying.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm already behind the desk right now, you know, and
of course, I've
had Rock Solid Music for quite some time. But, you know, it's one thing to be an artist, and it's another thing to be a full-time CEO, you know what I'm saying? And see, right now, I'm at a point in my career, it's like, what else is there to prove? You know, it's to the point, and see, like, with the new deal and new RIA regulations, you know what I'm saying? Let me explain why I'm doing what I'm doing. See,
okay.
I talk to a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? It's getting to the point where it's one of those things where, like, okay, yeah, he's got another hot one. He's got another hot one. Some of my diehard fans can't even keep up. And then in the midst of them not being able to keep up, when you ask them, okay, because, you know, we got the Vivo thing going with the Universal thing, which is beautiful. You know, the Universal deal, I'll be honest with you, I'm making more money in my career right now than I've ever made in my entire career. It's that beautiful.
Congratulations, man. Salute.
But thank you, brother. Thank you. But on top of that, you know, I ask a lot of diehard fans, okay, what songs would you rather see videos for? And they want to see the classics. It's almost one of them things like, shit, I mean, you got a Prince, you got a Michael Jackson, and motherfuckers still want to hear Purple Rain.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers still want to hear Thriller. You know, and I don't knock that. It's a blessing. You understand? It's a blessing. So when I get fans come to me and they still want to see the classics, I decided what I'm going to do. I'm going to sit back, and I'm going to give them a lot of the classics. You're going to see a whole lot of videos. You know, you're going to see a whole lot of back catalog, greatest hits, the whole nine. I'm still going to be doing cameos. I'm still going to feature on whoever shit, you know what I'm saying, who willing to pay shows, the whole nine. So I don't even think people are going to even really miss it or even realize what's going on until it really happens, if that makes sense.
Right. You know what's kind of cool with you not focusing on
making new T-Rock music is. The fans might be able to get better access to you now when you only doing features and doing shows and, like, really pushing T-Rock and the Rock Solid as a brand, you know what I'm saying? Especially, I know you got new artists and you got guys that you fuck with. So sometimes sitting back ain't a bad thing. This might be a good thing too, though, T. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and as far as artists, I'll be real with that. Yeah, definitely. And as far as artists, I'll be ugly real on that end. I had a lot of artists. I let the whole roster go for the most part, with the exception of a few cats. Everybody who on Rock Solid know who they are. You know,
right.
At the end of the day, no disrespect to anybody else, but everybody on Rock Solid know who's on Rock Solid. All those other cats, you know, peace be unto you. You know what I'm saying? Akuna
right,
Matata, all that good shit. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, motherfuckers know who they is. You know, motherfuckers know who they is. But, you know, and I'll be real with you. My position, again, it's not even to – I'll be ugly honest. It's not even about really pushing other artists when I say wearing a corporate hat, you know, because I'm still an artist too. So I'm still going to be pushing me because I'm going to be real with you. I'm gonna say this, and I don't mean this in a pompous way, but I'm wrapping circles around these motherfuckers for real. These niggas can't out rap me. These niggas can't outwork me.
I
don't know not one motherfucker that can, and I'm not looking for a motherfucker that can. But what I will say this, I'm gonna make you love me, and y'all gonna miss me. for real.
I'm about to say, no, you ain't being pompous by saying that. That's what the game need. They need. It need to be more motherfuckers that got the mentality of y'all, because ain't nothing wrong with saying you wrapping circles around these niggas. That will make motherfuckers step they shit up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You should feel like you the greatest
that's
when you spitting shit.
Man.
You know you're spitting great shit. You know what I'm saying? So I salute you for what you just said, for real, because a lot of these motherfuckers ain't, you know, they don't even feel they self when they rhyming. They just waiting to see what the next motherfucker going to say. You don't need a motherfucker to tell you you great if you already know it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You just
exactly.
Do that.
Exactly.
Nothing wrong with comedy.
I
appreciate
long
that,
enough,
brother.
You know, for real.
And another thing, I'm gonna be real with you. Another one of the nails in the coffin was this. Okay, like I told you, we got the new deal with Ingrooves, right? So
yeah.
In the midst of getting this new deal, you know, I had to pretty much kind of claw back a lot of my back catalog because. My old distributor, basically, they didn't want to see me go. And, you know, they made it a little tough for me to move around with, even though I owned the rights to all the music. You know, they buckled down and kind of took me through some shit, right? So, at the end of the day, we getting all the catalog back together, right? So, I'm talking to one of my business partners. This was a couple of days ago, like, literally. So, I'm talking to one of my business partners, you know, and... I'm just thinking, you know, and we was talking, and, you know, I was big on the record thing at first, you know, breaking the record, breaking Nina Simone's record about, you know, having the most albums out and all of that good shit. Well, my comrade, Mr. Ski, you know, he's big on this shit too, but I don't really think he was big on breaking the record like me. We just get out like that, you know what I'm saying? And I looked up one day like, only motherfucker that's really holding a candle to me is my homeboy. You know what I'm saying? I looked up, he had like 50-something albums out. You know what I'm saying? And this is no disrespect to nobody, but there is no rapper working on that album. Nobody except me and him. So, look, I sat back. I said, you know what? Damn, Ski got the record? Well, shit, if Ski got the record, that's good as me having the record. So I sat back like, you know what, fuck that record. So my business partner, he hit me up. He was like, so we got all the catalog redistributed, right? He was like, is there any albums that we missing? I said, well, I'm sure it is. I just can't think of them right now. I'm sure it's probably about two or three, and I'll tell you tomorrow. Next day he called me. He said, Rock, we got like 15 albums that we have not re-released.
Wow.
We couldn't even keep up. So once
you
we added those
15, you don't even know how many albums you got. That's crazy.
You see what I'm saying? So once we got everything redistributed, I beat Ski's record. So not only did I bow down and say, okay, I'm gonna give it to my brother, it was already mine. So then I reconnected the dots. I said, okay, a lot of the fans, they want to hear the classics. Let's give them the classics. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, at the end of the day.
You're going to be re-releasing this then, the classics.
Yeah. Out of Vivo, because, see, a lot of my catalog got re-released anyway. You know, that's why a lot of the albums that people want, they can't really find because I'm getting them re-released through Ingroup.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That, hey, we got a call on the line, 601, this is the homie Dez of Hellborn. How you doing, Dez?
Hey, what's good, praise you, all right, man?
Real good, man. Real good.
What's up, Mac J? How you doing,
brother? Shocked from T-Rock's announcement.
No doubt. What's up, T-Rock? How you doing, brother?
T-Rock, his call just dropped, I'm sure he's going to hit the line again. We were kind of losing him
just
a little bit.
Man.
But yeah, man, it was crazy. I knew when he said he had a big announcement, you know what I'm saying, it was going to be big, but I had no idea that he was going to tell us he's just going to drop his last album. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
But we heard, hey, I'm going to, when he calls back in, we got to grill him a little bit now. We got to grill him because in 1996, one of my favorite rappers, Mr. Todd Shaw, said the same thing with Getting It. You remember that, T-Rock?
Yeah,
I know you do.
Yeah.
You know,
I remember
what
vividly.
What happened a year or two later? You know,
I remember vividly.
Come on, man. You got to be telling me after a few years, you're going to be fiending to drop a new album.
Well, my thing is this.
Yeah.
I'm an artist. And there's no doubt in my mind it's what I was born to be. So, I mean, I can't change what I am. So,
yeah.
Will I be recording? Probably more than ever. Is my vault thick right now? Hell yeah. You know, I mean, it's one of those things where until value can be brought back to the industry itself and my fans can keep up, I'm not dropping shit, and I mean that in the most humble way as I can put it. You know, I'm not dropping any more records after Payback until the game is more integrity is brought back to the game, and people catch back up, and the fans if they demand it enough and they catch up and say, okay, we want another T-Rock record. I don't know what the future holds, but as of now, Payback is the last T-Rock record. It's going to be the last official new T-Rock record. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the future holds. Who knows? Maybe I will come back like Too Short. But as of now, I'm done.
I respect that.
And
you're right
lovely.
On point, too, because the game is really in a dire situation right now. It's in serious need of remodeling.
I'll be honest, not to cut you off, but and I'll be honest with you. When I sat back, when I watched E-40 get this new, when I saw E-40 get this new gold plaque, I knew it was overdue. Because when I look at my numbers, you know, man, I've sold over 300,000 records independently, with no major push. And when you do numbers like that on that level. And you just really do the math. Hell, I could have been went gold. So my one of my other goals is to get these videos going. I'm going to give y'all as much Vivo as y'all want, all the classics. I'm going to give y'all the classics. But it's time to bring a plaque home. And I don't think I could bring a plaque home confusing y'all, wrapping circles around y'all. You know, like, until motherfuckers catch up and more integrity is brought to the game, more appreciation. I mean, I'm more popular than ever. I can't even fucking ride down the street. I can't even do cardio without motherfuckers taking pictures of me about the wreck and shit. So it ain't even about, like, what more is there, you know? Because I'm not a fame junkie. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
fuck the fame.
Yeah. So at the end of the day,
Yeah, so I love the business. You know what I'm saying? I love rapping. I love making music. I love mingling with fans, real fans, not shit-talking motherfuckers who grew up with you hating and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about real fans. You know what I'm saying? Organic following. Yeah, who is strictly all about the music. I love that shit. But all the other fuck shit, I didn't even sign up for. It's just being real.
I 100% agree with you on that, too, because it's the same thing with me. The circle gets so small, you know what I'm saying, and I can turn around and see everybody. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just crazy. It's to the point where you can't trust anybody. Everybody's motives, you don't know what their intentions are, you know what I'm saying? And then you find out that, whoa, this motherfucker for 5 or 6 years or however long you've known him has totally been a different person, a fucking a robot or something.
Yeah.
Somebody
yeah.
that don't even fucking,
yeah.
you know, appear to be who you thought they were. And it happens
exactly.
all the time, too. And, you know, when
exactly.
you're dealing with people like that on a constant basis, it wears and tears at anybody. You know,
definitely. Yeah. And look, and I'm glad you brought that up. For example, because I'm gonna be real with you, and the only reason I'm bringing this up because I want motherfuckers to know. Like I said, yeah, I'm sitting down and I'm gonna wear my corporate hat, but it's not really about artists because I gave tons of artists chances, and not only did I give tons of artists chances, I started at home. They say a prophet is not accepted in his own home. You know, that's yeah. an old saying within itself. You know, not only a scripture. But I started from home. From day one, when I first got my first record deal, when I first got a chance, do I could put anybody on from Conspiracy Theory all the way up to this album, up to this Payback album. I put everybody on who I knew. I started from the neighborhood. I gave integrity to voices that were voiceless. Meaning, I'm saying that to say this. If I put you on my record, you became a rapper. Motherfucker, you wasn't no real rapper until you was on a T-Rock record. And all them little niggas know it. All them little niggas know it. Again, no disrespect to nobody. So when you give integrity to voices and the gang of voices all gang up and turn on you, how do you think that make a motherfucker feel?
Oh, yeah.
What's up?
I know
so at the end
well,
of the
man.
Day, yeah, I put artists on.
People that weren't even worth jump-starting.
Yes. And then you add integrity to their name. And see, and then you sit back and look and you realize, yeah, you sit back and you look and you realize if you hadn't added integrity to their name, they'd just be another hating motherfucker from your neighborhood and nobody would even give a fuck about their voice. And I'm just saying that shit for being,
yeah.
for real.
Yeah,
I'm sick of dealing with that when it comes to artists. You know, you have a motherfucker that's been rapping with you from day one. You know what I'm saying? And motherfuckers know who they is. You put their record out, put them on every single record that you ever drop, put them up to black, put them up to back. But they be so focused on competing with you, they can't even goddamn do their job in the industry because they want to show the world that they can outdo you. How the fuck does that work? And I'm tired
everybody
of dealing with that type of shit.
And everybody ain't capable of it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I'm sick of that
people
shit.
They got to know to play their part. You know what I'm saying? Like, you look at the Bulls team, when they needed an assassin to come in and hit a three, they threw in Steve Kerr or they threw in fucking Tony Bush. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has a part to play, and these motherfuckers don't want to play their parts. It's just fucked up.
Old saying
simple
is too
that.
Many cheating, not enough Indians, man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And my whole gripe about the shit, and I'm going to be real with you. Too many independent rappers suffering from this shit. Too many independent rappers is running around dissing each other. And they all local as a motherfucker. Take the war to them industry niggas. You want to bring the war to the nigga that put you on. Take the war to them industry niggas. Oh, I forgot. Y'all shut the fuck up and freeze when them niggas come around. I forgot.
Yeah.
And them niggas, no, I ain't lying. Put some respect on it. You know what I'm talking about? Like, for real. It's too many motherfucking local-ass rappers trying to diss other local rappers. Y'all fuck niggas bring that shit to the industry.
Y'all niggas be talking all that shit on y'all motherfucking records about the industry this, about how y'all want to change the game, but y'all bitches bring the water to each other. I'm sick of that fuck shit. That's why them niggas can't blow up.
Yeah, they can help change the industry, like you said, if they bring the war to the motherfuckers. But instead, they're playing that divide and conquer bullshit. That's why I've interviewed people in so many cities. You know what I'm saying? You rarely see unity. You know what I'm saying? That's why a lot of people, why my city ever got on the map? Because there ain't no fucking unity. You know what I'm saying? In a lot of places. Everybody wants to be the one to get on, but they don't, you know.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. But somebody like yourself, I look at somebody like yourself, you know what I'm saying, as a boss who's put out so much product to the point that whoever is on your team needs to, you know what I'm saying, and respect what you're doing and play their part. Like you said, you give somebody a chance to shine, an opportunity, which we've done at UGS for several people. You know what I'm saying? We've given many people opportunities to shine, and they don't turn back and show appreciation. That's just the way that
is. Exactly. And that's another thing. I'm gonna say this. And again, I don't mean to send no poppy's way. I could stay gone for 5 to 10 years, and half the motherfuckers in the game right now. And I mean independent rappers. I ain't talking about motherfucking major motherfuckers. I'm talking about independent rappers who run around bumping they dick suckers, talking shit about how great they is. I could stay gone 5 to 10 years, and them bitches still won't hold a morsel to the shit that I done did. And they all know it. They run around this motherfucker popping all this shit about how they the future, but they don't put in no motherfucking work.
No.
And until I feel matched, Payback is my last album.
Right.
Yeah.
I see that.
And well, you know what's good though, T-Rock, like you said before, you got a catalog full of music. You got a vault. I know your vault's like the fucking mines of Minolta. Who knows what the hell you're gonna find in there? You probably got tons of albums that you ain't even fucking released in songs. So I mean, you know, I'm sure we're good, you know, for a while anyway. So, you know, I respect what you're doing, man, and I feel it now that I know the reasoning behind it. At first, I was like, nah, man, we need you right now. You know what I'm saying? But now that I know you're still going to be here, you're still going to be active, you're still going to be putting out product, even if it's stuff that you are re-releasing. Which, you know, shout out to the homie Isham. He's re-releasing a lot of his old classics. You know what I'm saying? Remastering them and putting them back out there for the people. And
his
don't
that, Prayer. You know?
Definitely, yeah. Big shout out to Isham. Isham is a motherfucking legend off top.
No doubt. His don't that, man. The thing is, I feel you rocking what he's saying. It's like when you know you done broke your back to prove a point, man, and make your place and make your mark, and you feel like, you know, you deep down inside, you know you did it, but at the same time, when overall you ain't getting the hat tipped like you should, and you know it's other motherfuckers that don't deserve it at all, and they get their hat tipped, it's like, you know, towards them, you feel like, man, what the fuck I'm doing this for, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I still remember, man, years ago, I did an interview, you know what I'm saying, for another one of my buddies out there in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying, and he asked me before we went on air. He didn't ask me on air. He was like, T-Rock, and this was a couple of years back, just being real. He was like, T-Rock, he was like, you got so many albums. He was like, have you ever just thought about just pushing one of them? Because he was like, man, you sell records. He was like, have you ever thought about pushing one and maybe you go gold? Maybe you go platinum? And, you know, at that time, I was telling him, like, you know, that with being independent, the business isn't really set up like that. But, again, you know, with the new RIAA regulations, if artists just really do their research and their math, it's a whole different ball game. So now it's time to bring that plaque home.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, I feel you, man. You know, Karl Malone, you're trying to get a ring. Nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? You deserve a few, man. You deserve a few. You know, so at the end of the day, you have to honor that, man. Let's bring another caller on the line. South Carolina, 803, what's cracking? Who is this?
Oh, this Chevy, man. What's up, Prez? What's up, Matt J, man? What you calling 7 a.m., man? Hollering at the homie T-Rock, man.
What's good, man?
How you doing? What's good, homie?
What's good, brother?
Chilling, man. Man, T-Rock, I got a question, man. Since you're saying you're going to re-release all the music, can you get the rights back, or do you own the rights to Rock Solid 420?
Well, Rock Solid 420, yeah, that's our 360 here, honestly. What I was actually going to do with the Payback album, I was going to re-record a lot of the shit, you know, because I could just re-record all the shit, you know what I'm saying, with the new voice, you know what I'm saying, new beats. But we thought about it, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it type thing. So we didn't want to really just take away the integrity of what was already out, you know, by doing what we thought would be a nice job, but the fans, you know, might look at it as some cheesy shit. So I left that idea alone. But, with Rock Solid 420, I mean, it is what it is. And see, with this new album, it has such a Rock Solid 420 feel, but it's like a futuristic Rock Solid 420. This Payback album, that's part of why I changed. Remember, at first, I was going to call it Rock Solid 17. I was going to call it 420 17. I knew it was time for a sequel, but then one day it hit me. You know, like, nah, this ain't no sequel. It's Payback.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And you know, it just hit me one day. Matter of fact, I was watching, I'll tell you how it hit me. I was kicking one of my best friends. We was smoking and shit, and we was watching this movie called 7:30. I don't know if y'all heard of that shit with the nigga that played Biggie and shit in that shit. Called 7:30. Well, shit, it's a part in the movie where dude just get fed up with everything that was going on, you know what I'm saying? His kid that got took. His baby mama was fucking around on him, you know what I'm saying? Had defects, took the child, and his child was fucking him over. And his comrade said, "Hey, man, what's going on, man? Why you slip, man? Why you slip out, nigga? Why you couldn't wait on payday?" He said, "Nigga, fuck that. Nigga, payday today. Payday today, motherfucker." And that's when it hit me. I said, "My new album gonna be called Payback, motherfucker." You know what I'm saying?
Word. Hey, Rock, man, I got one more question, man. You gonna do a documentary?
Oh, definitely.
Good question.
Definitely. I'm down with it. I tell you what, you can email me, rapwithtrock@gmail.com. We can talk more about it, man.
Word, I got you.
That's what's up. Hey, thanks.
Y'all hold it down, man. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you calling, brother.
All right.
Yeah, documentary, that's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Nothing wrong with film. But before we get out of here, I want to give them another track, and then we're going to come back and close out the interview. What about this? Why don't we give them this Kill Everything, man? What you tell them about this one?
Say it again, Prez.
You want to give them Kill Everything?
Hell yeah. As a matter of fact, that's one of the new songs off of the Payday album. You know? Payback, matter of fact. But he said, Payday today, motherfucker. But yeah. Kill Everything, that's one of the new songs off of the Payback album, man. Some of the new shit produced by Mossberg. And see, that's another thing, too. I know a lot of people miss that old Mossberg sound. His new album is almost completely produced by Mossberg. It's going to be real badass. So y'all going to be real satisfied with the Payback album. We going out with a bang, man. We ain't playing.
We're about to give him a little taste right now. Don't go anywhere. We're going to come back and close out this interview with T-Rock. Here's Kill Everything.
I'm like, okay, I say I wanna play rough. I'm like, okay, I say I wanna play rough until I jump, reload, kill everything, moving bitch, I jump. Reload, kill everything, move it.
When I up that burner, adversaries running like MPE. Hey. That hard fans learn how to rap, no rope inside, they wanna be me. Hey. Hit me, scream out peace right after he make war, my nigga, he weak. Hey. God told me, fuck you, but I wanna slap these lame niggas on GP. Even because my pockets got more green inside than a fresh kiwi. And that little hoe who built you pay and still wanna fucking suck me free. I'm born with jeans to beat
nigga capital. I'm fully equipped with an arsenal. Smoking marijuana high as a cardinal. Ready to deal with artillery. Yes, someone used to be somebody. Yes, you a particle. Check that RSM boy that's committing suicide. Remark everything in sight. So we've been moving tight.
Okay, I say I wanna play rough. I'm like, okay, I say I wanna play rough until I dump. Reload, kill everything moving, bitch, I dump. Reload, kill everything moving. I'm like, okay, I say I wanna play rough. I'm like, okay, I say I wanna play rough until I dump. Reload, kill everything moving, bitch, I dump.
Kill everything moving.
Play a hater, popping at the lip, I'ma flash up. Pull up to your car, empty the clip on you bastards. Mean to make a living, nigga flip in the Casper. I got shooters who will leave you stiff as a statue. Money is a magnet for my trap, it's contagious. Trapping on the corner with a pack, it's 380. Bitches love a nigga when he stacks paper daily. They fiending for my dick like it was crack in the 80s. I'm
plotting on dropping it January 1st, so we riding this year out, you know what I'm saying, with the Kairos album, The Untold Truth. We got the 100 movie soundtrack, along with all the other artists we have dropped on Rock Solid Music. Scrooge OG album just came out, The Paper Cut. You got R1 solo album just came out, Redemption, Harass the Done, The Price of Success album just came out. So Payback will be the first of the year. We're going out with a bang like that there.
Wow.
2017.
And see, that's one thing I've never done. I've never dropped an album on New Year. So, yeah, we're going out with a bang. We're going to also do a first-timer.
Wow. That's
January 1st.
January 1st. Everybody go out and get that. I mean, it's huge news. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be the final T-Rock album. You know what I'm saying? But there's plenty of catalog to go back and get. Like you said, you got the record. You got 50 albums or some shit like that. Shout out to Mr. Ski, too. 50 plus.
Big shout out to Mr. Ski. We got Vendetta 3 coming out, too. So, like, you still will see T-Rock and Mr. Ski working together. So, it's so many dimensions of what I do. So, you know, we close the shop.
So we might see you do collab albums with people, or like you said, features and stuff. If someone wants to get at you for a feature, give them your email, your contact info again, T-Rock.
Oh yeah, if you want me featured on your record, rap, email us rapwithtrock@gmail.com. Rap with T-Rock. That's RAPWITHROCK. Rap with T-Rock at Gmail.
Yeah. If you got an album coming out, you know what I'm saying, you want a feature that really, you know what I'm saying, stands out, get at this man right here. Man, thanks for coming on the show, and thanks for breaking the news here, man. We appreciate that, T-Rock. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You could have went to a lot of media outlets, you know what I'm saying, and you chose us, and, you know, we definitely salute you for that, man. Real talk.
Man, salute to you, brother. Like I said, every time throughout my whole career, you've been my go-to guy. You've been down, so I stay down with who down with me, man.
Right, and even though you, usually we always ask people when they come out with their new music, you know, to come back to the show, but you welcome anytime anyway, whether you got something new coming out or anything. You see something online,
anytime.
You got somebody on, call in, man, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I appreciate the love, brothers. Real talk.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just because this is the last album coming up doesn't mean this ain't the last time T-Rock's going to be on the Murder Master Music Show. So those
right.
of you listening, look forward to more episodes with T-Rock on the Murder Master Music Show. Thank you, my brother. We're going to leave him here with Anyway, man. Why don't you let him know about this song as we exit out of here.
Anyway, that's one of the singles off the Untold Truth album. Untold Truth album available now, man, you know. Anyway, we looking for a gold platinum plaque, man. After we go gold, we going platinum, man. RSM, baby. Rock Solid Mafia.
Mr. 420 himself. It don't matter whether you right or wrong, man. When you a boss, niggas gonna hate you for everything you do. So I'd rather do it right, you know what I'm talking about? Hate on haters, straight up.
Yeah, haters hate, but they gon' do that anyway. Rather focus on my cake, I gotta get that anyway. Ain't no smoking in the club, I'ma do that anyway. Sexy women show me love.
Who keep them hoes who look like daughters of the Reverend Run? Heard you want me dead, ho, that's right.
man. That is huge.
That was disappointing fucking with T-Rock, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm kind of disappointed, man, that he decided to step out the game, but his explanation for it all, man,
his decision,
yeah. And the music is there, so even when I'm stepping out making new stuff, it's still so much shit that you can go. I guarantee only the die-hard motherfuckers have heard every song. So I'm pretty sure even if you're a good fan of T-Rock, it's something out there that you ain't heard or you ain't heard in a long time. So start your collection again. You know what I'm saying?
And I know I made it a point to talk about The Vault after he mentioned it too, because you know a guy who's made 50 albums or whatever, all the features, all the stuff that hasn't seen a light of day. You know that dude's got tons of material, just like Esham. I know Esham's probably got, enough material to release an album for the next 30 years, and I bet T-Rock has enough material to release enough album for the next 100 years. You know what I'm saying? Look at Prince. When he died, he had they said he could release an album for 100 years. You know what I'm saying?
Just
so whoever does
just
get
all that
of cutting room
floor.
Yeah. If they
somebody gonna re-release that music, you know it is, Prez.
Oh yeah.
Especially if somebody get their hand up and they know what they're doing. Yeah.
You know, but T-Rock,
getting the right hand, it's gonna be.
I agree with you, Mac. Definitely saddened to hear that that's gonna be the last album. But you know what I'm saying? I know his reasons, man. You know how many times I thought to myself, why am I even fucking doing this shit? I'm not talking about the Murder Mass Music Show. I'm talking about writing over the years and stuff. Because you
just in general.
Will you try to help and elevate people and whatnot, you know what I'm saying, because you think they're going to do the same for you in return, and you find out these are opportunistic motherfuckers, meaning they're only along for the ride to see what they can get. It gets frustrating.
Right.
You're like, man, fuck these people. You know what
Hell
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fuck these people. But
nowadays it's like this, though, friends. It's easier to, once we as we get in the garden in order, like I told you a while back, you know, you can see the snakes and the weeds easier as the garden grows bigger. You know what I'm saying? Like it's easier to pull them motherfuckers and pluck them to the side. So, you know what I'm saying? It's always them motherfuckers, but I ain't gonna get discouraged with them because it's a gang of motherfuckers out here that love the shit that we do and love and respect the shit that you do too. You know what I'm saying? So. Mm-hmm. You know, you can always keep pushing on their ass. Hell yeah, man. Fuck these motherfuckers out here. You know, fighting a good fight.
Yeah, you're right. One of the best rewards from doing this show is being able to have people, you know what I'm saying, like yourself and others, take part in it. You know what I'm saying? And actually become part of the show. Because when I was doing the interviews with Murder Dog, it was me, the artist, the publicist, the editor, and the fucking magazine publisher. Those who I dealt with, you know what I'm saying, nobody got to hear those. You got to read edited versions of those interviews, but you never got to hear unedited live audio. And now we can do that. So I've watched you become a world-renowned, known journalist yourself. You know what I'm saying? So hats off to you. Hats off to the homie, you know what I'm saying, Marcel Underground Savior. You know what I'm saying? Always supporting the show. Shout out to all of our listeners. Now, tomorrow, you want to make sure to tune in to Underground Saturday Night Episode 3.
Yeah, you got
to
check it out,
if they
man.
Haven't heard it yet, you know what I'm saying, because there's two episodes. You can go right now to the archive, UGSforLife.com. Explain to them what they'll be getting when they tune in tomorrow.
Tomorrow we just going to talk about some current shit that's going on. Obviously, we probably going to talk about, this Golden State and Cleveland game, depending on who win and all the fuck shit that's going on with that. Velvet gonna come in with some nice news, man. We lost Kimbo Slice this week, so we might do something for him. What I want people really to know is that Underground Saturday Night, this is a show for the callers that's calling in and listening. If they already like the Facebook page, you know, tell us what y'all want to discuss and talk about. Hit us up. Tell us what's going on in your life. You know what I'm saying? Rave. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Let loose Saturday night for an hour and a half. About an hour and a half, you know what I'm saying? Because you probably ain't doing shit anyway. You know, Caliber always say that shit. You probably ain't doing nothing Saturday night from 9
to about 10 Central Time. But even if you is, you can call us and tell you at a shitty club or you at a shitty baby shower or something. We want to hear that shit, and we want y'all to hear what Velvet bring up for this news and shit. Because sometimes she breaks shit that go viral the next week, but she been already talked about it. So you can get some, you might get a scoop before everybody else. You know, you get one leg up. Fuck with us on Saturday nights, man.
Yeah,
we might even do some giveaways too, Prez. I got something in the works. You know what I'm saying? To give somebody something if you call in, you know, so you might earn something calling in. You know
giveaways.
What I'm saying?
Giveaways. Yeah. Yeah, folks. You know what I'm saying? We might have giveaways.
Everybody
that's
can use
up.
Some free shit, you know, some free shit just for calling in and fucking with us, you know?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And make sure to go like the page. Go to UGSForLife.com. We have all the shows up there, archived, ready to go. Want to shout out our webmaster, Dome. He's been working on the site with me. You know what I'm saying? Also, Scratch LDP. You want some graphics? You know what I'm saying? Get at Scratch. He's on the website. You know what I'm saying? Hit him up. He's been doing a lot of our stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So make sure to check out Underground Saturday night tomorrow, 9 p.m. Central, UGSForLife.com. You already know the deal. Sunday, we got the Church of Reality, 9 p.m. Central. Then coming up next Tuesday, we got Hassan Campbell. He was, I believe, the second person that came out after Ron Savage and shockingly told the world that he was molested by Afrika Bambaataa. So he's going to be on the show Tuesday to tell his story. Then Thursday, we got the homies from Clarksville, Tennessee, the Tennessee Butchers. You know what I'm saying? They're a whole clique of people. You know what I'm saying? People of all different backgrounds. You know what I'm saying? White, black, Japanese. You know what I'm saying? You name it. And I'm looking at the album they got coming out. You know what I'm saying? It's featuring people from all over the globe, as far as I know, and several producers. So we're going to be playing some good music off of that, too, as well. And then other than that, just keep going to UGSForLife.com. Keep fucking with us. You know what I'm saying? Like and share the pages, the videos. You know what I'm saying? Do what you can to help us out because, you know, hit that donation page, man. We're fucking independent. We're struggling to do our thing to keep doing this every week. You know what I'm saying? To keep bringing you guys these guests. So, you know, say keep fucking with us. And to all those that are, man, we appreciate you. Nothing but love and respect. We're out this bitch.
Right.
UGS for Life.
You dig. Right on, you bitches. UGSForLife.com.